You're listening to Southeast Light, Mohegan Bluffs, Rodman's Hollow, one of a series of free audio downloads at listentoblockisland.com, sponsored by New England Airlines. Block Island is just 12 minutes from Westerly Airport, where parking is free. Call 1-800-243-2460. Fly New England Airlines with flights to and from Block Island every hour all summer. 1-800-243-2460. You can listen online or download this file to your iPod or other portable MP3 player. I'm Holland Cook, your virtual Block Island tour guide. If you're listening to this program while touring, you can simply pause it after you visit each location I describe, then resume when you get to the next location. Arguably the symbol of Block Island is the Southeast Light, a National Historic Landmark. It sits atop picturesque Mohegan Bluffs. From there, we'll head over to Rodman's Hollow Nature Preserve. If you fly to Block Island, turn left when you exit the airport and travel 2.5 very scenic miles. Lakeside Drive will turn into Mohegan Trail. To get to the Southeast Light from Old Harbor, where Interstate Navigation's Block Island Ferry lands, head up Spring Street. If you take the ferry, as you land, you'll be looking at Water Street, Block Island's main drag. Head left, east on Water Street. It'll only take you a minute to come to the white statue in the middle of a traffic circle in front of the Empire Theater. And from there, you have three choices. Taking a hard left leads you down toward Ballard's Restaurant. Take a hard right, and you would be going up Spring Street. You want to take the middle choice, Spring Street, up toward the Hotel Manassees. As you pass the historic Manassees, you might want to stop and talk to the animals out back. There's a herd of llamas, and you can quiz your kids as to whether that's a camel or a dromedary. Here's a clue. Camels have two humps. Dromedaries have one. And that may look like an ostrich, but it's his cousin, the emu. Next to these exotic critters, the goats there could feel downright neglected, so say hello to them, too. Continuing up Spring Street, you'll come to the stately Spring House Hotel, Block Island's biggest hotel. It's a popular wedding venue. Its sprawling lawn hosts a series of Sunday afternoon rock concerts in the summer, and there's a weekly martini night starting late on Thursdays. Like the restaurant at the Hotel Manassees, the Spring House is among Block Island's high-end eateries and one of my personal favorites. To me, dinner with friends in the elegant Victorian dining room at the Spring House on an August night is the definition of summer, as is a cocktail on the Spring House porch in the afternoon, or next door at the Atlantic Inn on their porch, or the Adirondack chairs on their lawn. The Atlantic is another nice dinner spot, but simply pausing for an afternoon cocktail on that lawn really is like doing a Control-Alt-Delete on your brain. But I digress. There's more about dining in a separate download. We were heading to the Southeast Light, right? Save that martini for later. If you're biking, you'll need your energy on this hilly ride. Roughly a mile and a half from the ferry landing in Old Harbor, you'll come to the Southeast Light, and 100 yards beyond, the Edward S. Payne Overlook at Mohegan Bluffs. Many moons ago, legend has it, warring Native American tribes clashed here. The locals were the Manassees. The attackers were the Mohegans. Although the home team won, the guys who ended up at the bottom of the abrupt 150-foot cliff got the place named after them, Mohegan Bluffs. It's quite a view up there, and looking up from down below, the beach you can walk down to. There's a staircase at the overlook, and the trip back up those 144 steps is the ultimate stairmaster. From the top, on a clear day, you can see Montauk Point, the easternmost tip of Long Island. The Southeast Light, one of Block Island's two historic lighthouses, is one of the island's most photographed and most familiar icons. It was a stamp on a U.S. Postal Service postcard. First lit on February 1, 1875, the Southeast Light was dedicated by President Ulysses Grant, visited by President Bill Clinton, and in between it was moved several hundred feet so it wouldn't fall over the gradually eroding bluffs. Back before there was a southeast light, chagrined mariners nicknamed our little island the Stumbling Block because it sits in the middle of busy north-south shipping lanes and because it was a hazard to ships from Europe inbound to New York Harbor. Back before airplanes, more than 100 ships a day might pass Block Island, many in the dark. It was not unusual for one or two per day to run aground here. And shipwrecks were so common that salvage became big business here way back when. And many of the buildings and fences that still stand on Block Island were built from pieces of wrecked ships. Before electricity, the southeast light burned oil, about a half a gallon an hour, which the lighthouse keeper hauled up the middle of the tower by bucket and pulley. Up top, five wicks were great big candles. Since 1929, the southeast light has been an electric light. Literally, it is an electric light bulb. If you take the tour, your biggest surprise will be how small the bulb is. As you climb the spiral staircase to the top of the 52-foot tower, you're bracing for a blinding flash, right? You'll be amazed. It's only a single 1,000-watt bulb. You can stare right at it. It's all about the lens, a very large lens. It's called a Fresnel lens, thick glass, the shape of a beehive, with the bulb in its core, and the lens traps and magnifies the light. This great big piece of glass is valued at $3 million, and it's one of only 12 working first-order Fresnel lenses in the USA. The southeast light is visible 30 miles or more out to sea, depending on weather. The whole thing was moved in 1993. The Gothic structure was restored on the outside, and now they're working on the inside, and eventually there will be a museum and bed and breakfast there. If you stop in between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., between Memorial Day and Columbus Day, and make a $5 donation to the restoration project, you get a guided tour that includes a climb to the top and an amazing view. Be sure to bring your camera. You can take a virtual tour and see lots of photos and read more about the Southeast Light at listentoblockisland.com. Now it's off to Rodman's Hollow. Leaving the Southeast Light and Mohegan Bluffs Overlook, travel east to west on Mohegan Trail along the island's south coast and past some great island homes. Bear right when you get to Painted Rock. You'll know it when you see it. It's repainted almost every day of the year by someone wishing someone else happy birthday or with some other message. The local joke is that the boulder is really just a pebble with lots and lots and lots of coats of paint. As you pass Painted Rock, Mohegan Trail changes to Lakeside Drive. 9/10 of a mile later, after you have passed Fresh Pond on your left, you'll come to Cunemus Road. Take a left onto Cunemus. If you end up at the airport, you missed it. Double back. Follow Cunemus Road for half a mile, and on your left, you'll come to Rodman's Hollow Nature Preserve. At this point, you're looking straight ahead off the southwest corner of the island. Rodman's Hollow is 230 acres, a vast natural ravine that was formed about 22,000 years ago when the last known glacier rolled through here. As huge ice chunks melted, Rodman's Hollow was the depression they left behind. This is a great afternoon hike, an invigorating walk along your choice of two well-marked trails, a short loop and a long loop. Go ahead, take the long loop. The Rodman's Hollow you see today is the way it looked years and years ago, and how it will look years and years from now. This was the very first piece of land set aside when Block Island started setting aside land never to be developed. So far, about 40% of the island has been protected this way. You've been listening to Southeast Light, Mohegan Bluffs, Rodman's Hollow, one of a series of free audio downloads at listentoblockisland.com. Sponsored by New England Airlines. Block Island is just 12 minutes from Westerly Airport, where parking is free. Call 1-800-243-2460 to fly New England Airlines with flights to and from Block Island every hour all summer. 1-800-243-2460. 2460.
Amazon.com.